Fiona Kelly with a first look at what it says in this morning's newspapers.
Get ready for higher mortgages. That's the unwelcome headline on the front of today's Irish Daily Mail. In common with the Irish Independent, the paper leads with the expectation that the European Central Bank will today announce its third interest rise of the year of 0.75%. The Mail estimates that this is likely to cost the average homeowner almost €300 extra a month on their mortgage repayments. The Irish Times builds its lead story around an Ipsos poll of 1,200 adults with an accuracy estimated at plus or minus 2.8%, which found that the coalition parties and their leaders have seen a growth in support. Fine Gael gained 4 points, bringing it to 22%, while Fianna Fáil and the Green Party both gained a point, lifting them to 21% and 4% respectively. While Sinn Féin lost a point at 35%, it remains by far the country's most popular political party. Ratings for the leaders of all parties have also increased, which, Pat Leahy writes, shows a softening of the mood towards the coalition despite the ongoing cost of living crisis, suggesting that the multi-billion euro expenditure in the budget has begun to take effect. Turning now to politics in the North, following yesterday's meeting between Stormont's five main parties and the Secretary of State, Chris Heaton-Harris, ahead of tonight's midnight deadline for restoring the executive, the Irish News leads with the line that nationalists have warned they will not countenance direct rule from London if the DUP continues to veto the restoration of the Stormont institutions. Taoiseach Micheál Martin is quoted saying that should efforts to restore devolution fail, Dublin will have a consultative role in the running of Northern Ireland, a remark which is welcomed by Mary Lou MacDonald, who urged the two governments to prepare for an arrangement of joint authority. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Belfast Telegraph quotes former DUP leader Peter Robinson advising the party's current leadership in a post on Facebook to hold firm and not form an executive until the row over the protocol has been resolved. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun both lead today with the investigation into the death of Stefan Poscher, who was found dead at his home in Westmeath on Tuesday evening. The trial of Stephen Silver, who denies the murder of Detective Garda Colm Horkin in Castlereagh in Roscommon in June 2020, but is pleading guilty to manslaughter due to diminished responsibility, generates a lead story in the Irish Daily Star. The Irish Examiner leads today with concerns being expressed by members of the Cabinet Subcommittee on Ukraine that tourism could suffer unless an alternative to hotels is found to house refugees. And finally, if you're someone who has fond childhood memories of playing with Lego, you might fancy a visit to the pop-up Lego Brick Cafe in the Hen's Teeth Gallery in Dublin's Blackpitts, which is opened as part of World Mental Health Month. The Examiner has a picture of one of the creations on show at the cafe, a Lego model of the Dubliners playing in front of a Lego version of O'Donoghue's pub in Dublin, where the band regularly played in the 1960s.